Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, where the place we stay don't always stay place.
Tonight's story follows a man who checks into a hotel for one night and discovers a room that has been expecting him for a very long time. This is The Room That Waited. Michael Avery arrived in the city after midnight. The conference had run late. Flights were delayed. The rain didn't help. By the time his taxi pulled up to the hotel, his head throbbed with exhaustion and the kind of emptiness that comes from too many weeks on the road. The hotel looked ordinary enough: 6 stories of beige concrete, warm lights behind curtain windows, a faded sign buzzing softly above the entrance.
Not charming. Not memorable.
Perfect for one night.
Inside, the lobby was quiet.
Too quiet.
A single desk lamp illuminated the front counter. Behind it sat a woman in a dark uniform, hands folded neatly, eyes already on him.
Checking in? She asked. Michael nodded. Name's Avery. Reservation should be under. I know, she said, smiling faintly. Room 617. He paused. I didn't give my name yet. She typed anyway.
The keyboard made no sound.
You're expected, she said. Michael forced a tired laugh. That's efficient.
She slid the keycard across the desk. It was warm, as if someone had just held it.
One more thing, she added. Please don't change rooms.
Michael frowned. I wasn't planning to.
Good, she said. The room doesn't like it.
The elevator ride felt longer than it should have. The digital display ticked upward slowly, 4,
5,
6, then hesitated before settling on 6. The doors opened onto a dim hallway carpeted in a deep faded red. The air smelled faintly of dust and old soap. Room 617 sat at the very end. As Michael approached, he noticed something odd. The carpet leading to the door was more worn than the rest, as if countless footsteps had stopped right there.
He tapped the keycard and stepped inside. The room was neat. Simple. Bed made perfectly. Desk clean.
Curtain drone.
And yet, it felt occupied. Not by a person. By presence.
The kind of feeling you get when you enter a room mid-conversation.
Michael shrugged off his coat and sat on the bed. It creaked softly, like it was adjusting to him. He opened his laptop, checked a few emails, then noticed the clock on the nightstand.
It read 11:58. He watched it.
11:58. 11:58.
It didn't move. He laughed quietly and unplugged it. The screen went dark.
From the bathroom, water began running.
Michael stood slowly.
Hello.
The sound stopped. He checked the bathroom, empty.
Sink dry.
No sign of water.
When he returned to the bed, the clock was back on.
Now reading 12:01. A chill crawled up his spine. Sleep didn't come easily.
Every time he drifted off, he felt a subtle pressure on the mattress beside him, like someone sitting, then standing, then sitting again. He told himself it was the springs.
All hotel.
Cheap mattress.
At some point, he woke to the sound of breathing.
Not his own. Slow. Patient. Right next to his ear.
Il est frozen, eyes open in the dark.
Then the breathing stopped. The room felt satisfied. In the morning, Michael packed quickly.
He didn't want breakfast. He didn't want coffee. He just wanted to leave.
At the desk, the same woman was waiting.
How was your stay? She asked.
Fine, he said too quickly. Look, I think there was a mistake. That room.
No, she said gently. There wasn't.
She slid a small card toward him.
It wasn't a receipt. It was a photograph. Michael's stomach dropped.
The photo showed the hotel room. Room 617.
The bed. The desk. The curtains. And him. Asleep.
Taken from the corner of the ceiling.
I didn't, he started.
We take a photo of every guest, she said.
Only the ones who belong. Belong to what?
She tilted her head. The room.
Michael backed away slowly.
I want that photo destroyed. Her smile didn't change. It already has what it needs.
Michael left the city that morning.
Weeks passed. Then months.
He stopped staying in hotels.
Slept en couche.
took overnight trains. Anything to avoid closed rooms with locks he didn't control. But sometimes, late at night, he wakes up in his own bed with the same sensation. The mattress adjusting. A presence settling in beside him. Waiting. And on his phone, at exactly 12:01 a.m., a notification appears, one he can never open, only dismiss. Room 617, still occupied. Because some rooms don't forget their guests. They just wait.
Until they come home again.
That was Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Some places host you. Some places keep you. And some never let you check out.